Chen versus McCasey. Yerman?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Gary Yerman on behalf of the applicants, the husband and wife who filed a motion to reopen. Initially, I would like to address the government's 28J letter regarding jurisdiction. It's the appellant's contention that the BIA committed legal error in this case by holding that moderate economic impact as a result of a fine in general is not enough to prove a well-founded fear of future persecution. This case, that would hold contrary to this Court's decision in Lynn v. McCasey, 532 Fed Second, where the Seventh Circuit held that the BIA must determine the likely consequences of these fines if petitioners are returned to China. Going to the merits of this case, applicants filed their initial application.
But we don't have any... I mean, I know that's the rule you would like us to, conclude that that's a question of law. But in terms of authority for that, or cases you'd have us look at, what can you provide to support that we should conclude it's a question of law?
I would ask the Court to look at Lynn versus McCasey, 532 Fed Second at 559.
And then can you explain why that is so, why that case is helpful to you?
Well, what the court found in that case, in Judge Posner's decision on page 3, is that the petitioner has carried her burden of showing changed country conditions that entitle her to reopen her removal proceedings. The board will therefore have to determine the likely consequences if petitioner and her son are returned to China. Does that address the justice's issue, Justice Williams?
Well, it's this whole moderate fine business that I'm struggling with and how that's similar to the issue that was presented in that other case you cited.
Well, what I believe Judge Posner held in the Lynn case is that if the BIA is stating that only fines are being used to employ the one-child policy, then it's incumbent upon the BIA to determine if the level of those fines are such that coercion is implied by implication of those fines. So it's a two-part test. If people are being coerced because they have moderate or heavy fines, is the family planning policy being enforced through coercive means? Now, the merits of this case go back to 2003 when the immigration judge denied the appellant's application for asylum based upon a well-founded future fear. In February 2003, when the judge decided this case, the background of evidence that was submitted was, at the latest, was dated year 2002. At that point in time, the country report specifically from the Department of State indicated words such as sporadic enforcement, decreased enforcement, lax enforcement. Since then, since the 2003 decision, country reports and other documents have proven that the enforcement of these one-child policy is to a level of persecution, specifically the 2004, 5, and 6 country report. On page 136 of the Joint Appendix, Volume 2, I quote, "In the case of families that already had 2 children, one parent was often pressured to undergo sterilization. These penalties sometimes left women with little practical choice but to undergo abortion or sterilization. Regulation 8 CFR 1003.2 specifically says evidence is previously unavailable or unascertainable that now shows a worsening or changed country conditions will warrant a reopening of a case where prima facie eligibility is established." It's our contention that these 2004 or 5 country reports, as well as the administrative decision of Fujian province and the question and answer book of the Fujian province, would specifically indicate the type of contraceptive measures that a person should take is one child equals one IUD, 2 children equals sterilization. This evidence was previously unavailable. The regulation allows for reopening when evidence previously unavailable establishes future fear, establishes a change of country conditions. It is appellant's contention that they've met their burden by showing that this evidence is previously unavailable and that they are prima facie eligible for asylum based upon a fear of the one-child policy. I reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Duffy?
May it please the Court, I am Edward Duffy. I represent the Attorney General in this matter.
And could you deal with this jurisdictional issue up front?
Yes, Your Honor, I can. It's the government's position, based on this Court's decision in Cusena and several other cases that have followed it, that the Court has now decided that it lacks jurisdiction to review the Board's determinations that the facts submitted by an alien in a motion to reopen do not prove changed country conditions. And in this case, that is exactly what the Board determined. In fact, the Board gave a well-reasoned opinion in this case as to why it was not reopening the case and why it found there were no changed country conditions.
Well, can you deal with what counsel says is the legal error here relating to that moderate fine and why that becomes a question of law and therefore it's not discretionary?
Well, Your Honor, that's first of all, it's not clear from the record that that is a change in country conditions, and I think that is the hurdle that first has to be met by the alien seeking reopening in this case, that the country conditions had changed. And fines had the evidence in the record, including some of the evidence submitted with the motion to reopen, showed that coercive tactics were going on in Fujian province prior to his 2003 initial immigration hearing, and that nothing had changed. The only thing that had changed were this couple's change in personal circumstances, which this court is where they've had more children than they had in their previous at their initial hearing. But that being said, they already were in violation of the one-child policy at the time of their initial hearing. So that even that is not a change in circumstances that would warrant reopening if it were something other than a change in personal circumstances.
Well, in finding that a petitioner had shown changed circumstances in the July Lynn versus McCasey case, we pointed to the 2006 country report and stated that in the Fujian province, the government reportedly forcibly sterilized women who violated the one-child policy. Does the report support a finding of changed circumstances here?
Well, Your Honor, first of all, in that case, that the court didn't discuss jurisdiction. I think you're talking, this is the 8 July case that the court decided. The court assumed jurisdiction to review whether or not the board properly weighed, or the board made a proper finding in that case. Just prior to that decision, the board had decided that it didn't have jurisdiction to review the board's weighing of the evidence. What it has jurisdiction to review is if the board totally ignored evidence. In this case, the board, in a three-page decision, gives essentially a detailed discussion of the evidence that was submitted with the motion to reopen, and particularly with the discussing the changed circumstances, whether or not the evidence was new. And while the circumstances may have changed in relation to overseas Chinese, that goes right back to the change in personal circumstances to the alien. That, in essence, the board decided nothing had changed as to them. You know, also, Your Honors, based upon the our brief, the board's decision, if it were to get to it, is well reasoned and it follows its own precedent. It cites to a matter of SYG in which it had previously determined that some of the evidence submitted in this case did not warrant reopening. And further, matter of SYG has recently been upheld by the Second Circuit in a separate opinion just 2 weeks ago, which I can send that opinion to the court. The reasons Based on this court's decisions in Cusena and its progeny, it's our position the court lacks jurisdiction to review this case and review the board's determination that there were no change in country conditions to warrant reopening. Further, even if the court gets to that decision, the board decision should be upheld on the merits. Thank you.
Mr. Yearman? How much time does Mr. Yearman have? 4 minutes. 4 minutes for your
question. I could do it in two, Your Honor. Okay. Thank you. If I could quickly address Justice Williams' statement regarding the 2006 country report. And I think that's the hat.
It's Judge Williams. We're judges, not justices.
Oh, yes.
What you're saying is there is no justice in the federal system except in Washington.
Let me write that down.
Write that down.
The 2006 country report is dispositive on its face because prior to 2006, there was no evidence in Fujian province, there was use of forced or coerced abortions or sterilizations, as well as fines amounting to 1 to 10 times the annual salary of an applicant. This is the first time that the country report has cited such...
Say again what the amount of the fine is.
1 to 10 times the annual salary of a person from Fujian province. Now, this evidence, previously unavailable, fits exactly into 1003.2 that says evidence that documents worsening country conditions in conjunction with prima facie eligibility is enough to reopen the case. So the fact that it was never reported before is what is dispositive in the issue, not whether or not there's always been a one-child policy. It's has it been reported under any reliable sources? It's our contention that it is not, and therefore the 2006 report was previously unavailable at the 2003 immigration hearing with the immigration judge. And lastly, as counsel appropriately pointed out, the Second Circuit did decide and uphold SYG 2 weeks ago on October 10, 2008. The rationale that the court found in upholding SYG was that enforcement does exist, but however, there's no evidence of coercion. We would ask that this court respectfully disagree with the Second Circuit because for many reasons, and one is that the crux of our case is that economic persecution, whether it's moderate or severe, that results in coercion is persecution. And therefore, you must take into consideration the threat of economic harm that ultimately will result in an abortion or sterilization. There's no question that this one-child policy exists. This is not a matter of gaming the system. This is evidence that is submitted by an objective source, the State Department. We have no further statement, and we would ask the court to respectfully consider our position. Thank you very much.
Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.